It's now my pleasure to introduce all of you to Alex Levitan. Alex Levitan is the editorial director of GoGoBot, which is a travel and social media startup. She began her travel writing career way back in 1998. She graduated with a master's degree in journalism from Berkeley in 2002 and started writing guidebooks for Lonely Planet. She's since worked on 24 titles, including The Umbria Half of Tuscany and Umbria, for four straight editions: Discover California, Trips, The Carolinas, Georgia in the South, and the intro for last year's Happy Secrets to Happiness. Happy Secrets to Happiness from Cultures Around the World. Last year, Alex created her first iPhone travel app, Umbria Slow, Food, Culture, and Travel. She specializes, as really all of us should, in slow travel and the intersection between travel, happiness, and innovation. After a 19-year break, Alex has started writing poetry again at a silent meditation retreat with the Art Monastery Project this past February. Her books are all available on Amazon.com, but right now, she is only available right here. Alex Levitan, welcome to Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour.
Well, thank you very much. It's wonderful to be speaking with you today.
Great to have you here. So tell us about GoGoBot. What is GoGoBot, and why would we go to GoGoBot rather than going to someone else's bot or website?
Somebody else's GoGo or bot.
Right.
Well, I left Lonely Planet about 2 years ago and came here, so that should tell you one thing. It's just so fabulous to have this collective idea of this travel exchange, and you can ask questions and mark places that you'd like to go and ask people in either your friends or people that you've never met that have been there for advice. So, you know, with the Art Monastery and with co-housing, I'm really into the collective right now, and so I'd like exploring what you could do with the travel collective online.
That makes a lot of sense. And a travel collective, I think that, you know, some people might be concerned, and it's one of the things we were taught first about internet safety is be careful not to broadcast to the world that you're going out on a trip. But really this idea of sharing travel stories with strangers is right at the core of GoGoBot.
Yeah, exactly. And you certainly don't need to, you know, you don't have to say when exactly you're going, which we have an option to not check mark the dates that you're going, which we encourage people not to do if they don't want to.
Right.
But yeah, absolutely. I mean, everybody loves to tell their travel stories when they come back, and everyone has, you know, that favorite hotel in Barcelona that, yeah, everyone just has to go to, and that, you know, that restaurant in Sacramento that if you're going there to visit family or whatnot. And so people really love to share their travel stories. And so GoGoBot's really fun because you get to do both. You get to share your travel stories, and you can create these passports. So you have basically, I think of it as my kind of mental guidebook for every place I've ever been in the entire world. And so I think I have about 600 reviews. And so I've just reviewed everywhere I've ever been because I forget. And, you know, I did this today. I went to write down two things. I went to write down this great breakfast place I went to in Minneapolis. Somebody asked about Minneapolis. I couldn't remember the name of it. And I wish that I'd put it years ago in my GoGoBot profile, so I'd never forget it. So it's kind of like a scrapbook, a mental scrapbook for everywhere you've been in the entire world.
That's terrific. And so these scrapbooks, I imagine, can also be shared so that if you're asking yourself, what do real people think is a great place to dine in Minneapolis, then GoGoBot might be a source of that information.
Exactly. A friend of mine just asked, a travel blogger who was in Florence, just asked, you know, where should I go in Florence? And so yeah, I could sit there and spend 20 minutes writing down, you know, everything. I obviously work in Italy. I have a lot of suggestions. And so instead, I just went to my GoGoBot page, and I cut and paste my Florence passport and just cut and paste it straight into his question on Facebook.
That's great.
So, yeah, it's fun. I really, I love working here. And we also have, every couple months, we throw these travel salons, and so we'll get travel writers together with people who love travel and tech, and we'll talk about something on a deeper level. We'll talk about, the last one was about sabbatical travel. The next one is about how to travel like a local. Sadly, it's in London, but we'll come back to San Francisco soon.
That's great. Well, I know from visiting the website, which is gogobot.com, spelled just as you'd expect, one could connect with Facebook or Twitter. Does that mean that you have the option of reflecting your travels and your own travel passport with friends and followers on those two social media platforms?
Exactly. So I just asked a question. I'm going to the Travel Blogger Conference in Barcelona in a couple weeks. And so just yesterday I asked the question, you know, do people have suggestions about Barcelona, about Girona, which is where the conference is? And so I asked the question on Gogobot, and then I also sent it out on Twitter and Facebook. And so people who are following me in any one of those three could answer back. I got about 35 different suggestions, and I put about 10 of those places on my trip plan.
I think a lot of people listening at home to this conversation with you, Alex Levitan of Gogobot, are thinking, I want my friends to tell me where to go when I'm attending a conference in Barcelona. That sounds like quite a life. It's almost as if you get to vacation all the time.
Well, I could either burst your bubble about the whole travel writing world, or I could keep the fantasy going. So either way, I'm totally fine either way, because I know that some people don't want the bubble burst. So.
Oh, I don't mind bursting the bubbles because, you know, I have several jobs already. I don't think I'd be able to take this one on. But having just come back from a week of vacation in Southern California, you do kind of get that travel bug and start to look at the websites and ask yourself, where else can I afford to go?
So this is what I suggest to people, just don't go into travel writing and certainly not guidebook authoring. Go into something that will make money so that you can travel and not work when you get there.
Mm.
It's been a wonderful career, and you know, working for Gogobot has been so much fun. I'm not doing quite as much travel, obviously, as when I was doing guidebook writing full-time for Lonely Planet, but
right.
That's an incredible amount of work, writing a guidebook. Some of the books that I worked on had literally over 500,000 characters in them, and that was a lot of phone numbers and websites. That's an amazing amount of work. So, yeah, no, work another job, and I think the best thing to do, and you know how people say is, if you do something for a living, you ruin it. And I love the Lonely Planet author once said, well, you like sex, right? Would you want to do it for a living? No. So travel is wonderful to do as a you know, hobby.
I guess that makes sense, and I guess that connects well to what I read earlier in your bio about balancing travel, happiness, and innovation. How do those twin foci of happiness and innovation come into play with how you've structured your life and your work?
Well, one of the things, you know, I'm right at the cusp, I'm 41, so right at the cusp of people who grew up with computers and the internet and people who never had it around. And so I think it's been really interesting where I seem to see this divide between people who are online all the time and they do everything online and people who, you know, just kind of like me sometimes want to just move to Bhutan and become a goat herd.
Sure.
So.
You're at goat herd.
I one day that's where I'm going to retire, is to become a goat herd. But I think with innovation, we have all these amazing innovative, you know, websites and ways to connect. And so I think, you know, for me, it's, you know, get on something like Gogobot or Google or whatever, you know, use iPhone apps and then get the hell off and be where you are. You know, nothing makes me as sad as walking into an internet cafe and seeing travelers that are there for, you know, 3-4 hours when, you know, there's Italy or Morocco just outside the door.
Sure. Well, there have been a great number of doors that you've been outside of as I visit the Gogobot website. It looks like Antarctica is the only continent that you haven't visited. Is that right?
It's on my Gogobot wish list, but no, I haven't visited it yet.
Well, the wine is tremendous. I mean, maybe not quite as good as what you're used to in Italy, but yeah, it's definitely worth checking out. So in terms of your travel stats, 539 reviews, including 214 first reviews, and it shows that some of your top destinations, in addition to San Francisco, have included Umbria and Seattle. And you've got over 700 people following you just right here on Gogglebot. So obviously people are interested in the places that you're visiting and what you have to say about them, and for good reason.
Well, and I think that that's a really nice thing about these passports, is you could see where somebody an expert. So even if you don't know, you know, a lot of people will sign on to Gogglebot and their friends will sign on, and you could see, if you go to Paris, you could see how many of your personal friends have been to Paris. But you could also find people on the site that, and it's fun. We have these parties all the time. We're actually having one tomorrow night in San Francisco, and I can send you the link to that if you want to put it on your website, or people can come to Gogglebot to find it. But we have these parties. We actually had somebody fly in last minute from Toronto, Canada, to come to one of these parties, because people have gotten to know each other on the site, and so you get to know these people. And so I know that I can read a review from Rich Carrero. I've never met him before in my life, but I absolutely trust anything he says. So it's fun to get to know people and to get to know from all of their reviews where they like.
It's almost like the 2012 representation of hanging out with Jay Gatsby and his friends.
Well, yeah, exactly. Or in my life, I would hang out at youth hostels when I was traveling, in the 90s and beyond. You'd all kind of hang out in the youth hostel, and I don't want to lose that. I love that about travel, and I actually almost wrote my master's thesis on the youth hostel culture. But, you know, it's kind of hanging out in the living room, and everybody, you know, trades stories, and, oh, you're going there, that sounds great. Maybe I'll head up that way as well. So it's, I think it's a new way that people are connecting, obviously, for social media, but treating these stories that, they're online, but they're also treating it with people that they would have, possibly never have met in the past.
Absolutely. Alex Levitan is my guest. She's the editorial director for Gogglebot. And in addition to being a big part of this travel and social media startup, which you can visit at gogglebot.com, she's also, again, a poet. She's returned to poetry after a 19-year break. I'm curious to know, while you were at the Art Monastery, what was the subject for the poem that you chose after that almost two-decade break from poetry?
When I was younger, I wrote poetry all the time. And, of course, like every 14-year-old poet, I thought that that's what I would grow up to do, possibly in my goat herd hut in Bhutan. But that didn't pay so well. So I left poetry, went into travel writing, which pays oh so much better. And when I finally started poetry again, we were at this beautiful retreat center up in Bolinas, and I wrote about, oh gosh, it's hard to explain this, but basically the trajectory of my life and the intersection between that and the natural world where I was. It's hard
that
to explain.
Sounds great. Well, poetry shouldn't really be explained, should it? It should just be enjoyed. Well, I hope that you continue to enjoy writing poetry and reading poetry about all the places that you visit in the natural world that we get to enjoy as Northern Californians. And I really appreciate you spending some time with me this afternoon to tell us about Gogglebot, which we can find at gogglebot.com. Alex, it was a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you so much. Nice to meet you as well.
Take care.
You too. Cheers.